Hello children, this is photosynthesis part 3. Activity 3, to show that sunlight is necessary for photosynthesis. Take a green potted plant and cover a part of its leaf with black paper. Destarge the plant by keeping it in a dark room for 48 to 72 hours. This is done to ensure that the whole starch is used up by the plant and any starch formed is during the experimental condition only. Later, place the pot in sunlight for 2 days. Remove the leaf from the plant. Take off the black paper. Keep a beaker containing water over a tripod stand and heat it. Take a small beaker filled with alcohol and put the leaf in it. Put the small beaker inside the beaker containing water and let it boil. Take out the chlorophyll removed leaf and wash it in warm water. Add a few drops of iodine solution on the leaf. Observation. Part of leaf covered with black paper or aluminium foil does not show color change because photosynthesis process has not occurred in that area. The uncovered part of the leaf turns blue-black because photosynthesis took place in that part only. The color of iodine solution changes to blue-black in the presence of starch. So, the inference is that sunlight is necessary for photosynthesis. Structure of leaf revealing the region of photosynthesis. Look at the diagram on the right hand side. The outer layer of the leaf is made up of a single layer of cells called epidermis. Plastids can be seen just below the upper epidermis in a tissue called the palisade. There is a layer of loosely packed cells called spongy layer. Both the layer made up of cells which contain chloroplast which have chlorophyll pigment for absorbing sunlight for photosynthesis. Xylem and phloem are present in the veins of the leaves. The xylem transports water to the cells of the leaf. The phloem carries the food made during photosynthesis to the other parts of the plant. The lower epidermis has small openings called stomata through which gases are exchanged. Site of photosynthesis, that is chloroplast. Look at the diagram again. Photosynthesis occurs in the organelles called chloroplasts. Chloroplasts are minute oval bodies bounded by a double membrane and their interior contains closely packed flattened sacs of membranes called thylakoids. What are thylakoids? They are arranged in pile called grana. Grana lies in a colorless ground substance called stroma. Ordinarily, there may be 40 to 50 chloroplasts in a cell. The pigment chlorophyll is contained in the walls of thylakoid. So, this is the image showing structure of chloroplast. This is end of part 3. Thank you, children.